Nick, obviously, you coached with Josh for a long time and played with him going way back and everything else. When you guys lost Josh McDaniels, what was kind of the, how's that process been as far as replacing a play caller? I guess, you know, in general, replacing a play caller, and also in particular, replacing Josh over the last year or so, and maybe where some of the major steps have been taken of late.
Yeah, I think there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, you go back to the, basically go back to the camps back in May, and you start to put together, you know, your installation, and you put in the offense. And, you know, there's a lot of coaches that have been around here for a long time, a lot of good coaches. So in the end, you know, the plays are going to get called. And I think there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into it, you know, and the more repetition and the more work you get with the players and the more the players work with the staff. So, I mean, it's inevitable the way the league works. You're going to lose coaches. You're going to lose players. And there's a process that you go through in the off season. So it's ongoing. It continues, you know, through the summer, through the fall, and then through the season. And you just continue to work at it. And, you know, we've been fortunate. Like I said, we've got a lot of good coaches on this staff, and some of whom have been around for a long time. So we have confidence in our coaches. We have confidence in our players. And, you know, in the end, it comes down to executing and really everybody being on the same page. And I think Sunday was a pretty good illustration of that.
Nick, you hear the word identity tossed around a lot, and, you know, this offense has an identity or that one doesn't. Do you believe that is any sort of factor in offensive execution, just having some sort of identity to the offense, or is that maybe just for us, more for us, I guess, more superficial?
You know, I think each game really is its own entity, and you have an idea of, okay, here are the things that this defense does. Okay, you install the plan. And then once you get into the game, you really don't know how that particular game is going to unfold. So you start to develop, you know, each game you go into it and say, okay, here's what we're thinking is going to happen, but then it might turn out to be something a little bit different. Maybe you have a more heavy packages, or maybe you spread the team out, and maybe this is a little bit more successful. So, you know, our philosophy has always been we're a week-to-week game plan team, and really once you get into the game, it's those first few series, you kind of have an idea of what's going to work, what's not going to work, and then you call the game accordingly based on how you feel at that point. So, I mean, our job in the end is to score points and just to be consistent, to execute the plays that are called, and however that unfolds, then that's how it unfolds.
Nick, is there a kind of a – well, first half of this question is, what are some of the nuances that go into play calling? Is it kind of an art form? And how much do we not see that goes into the decision-making behind what plays are called?
You know, I'm probably not the – I've never called plays, so I can't really speak to that. But, you know, I think in the end, there's always communication, and the plays are going to get called in some capacity, and someone's going to communicate those to the quarterback. So, I mean, as far as actually, you know, I've never done it, so it'd be hard for me to sort of speak on that. But it's just, I mean, there are a lot of things that go into it during the course of the week on a practice field, and, you know, it comes down to communication. And, you know, like I said, without ever being in that position, it's hard for me to comment exactly about play calling and some of those specific things as it relates to that.
Nick, if I had a ballot for Associated Press Defensive Rookie of the Year and I was considering Brian Cushing, would you think that would be a good choice first? And second of all, how did you view Cushing coming out in terms of being a fit for what you guys possibly, you know, what you got?
Sure. I think there's probably a lot of candidates, Mike. A lot of guys have played well, whether it's been Bird, whether it's been Arakpo, whether it's been Cushing. You know, Brian, he was a versatile player at SC. They moved him around a little bit. He played on the line of scrimmage. He played off the line of scrimmage. But he was athletic. He ran well. He was strong. They rushed him a little bit, you know, which Houston put them on the edge to rush a little bit. So, I mean, I think he's been a productive player for them. I think that their two linebackers, really, him and D'Amico Ryans, I mean, that's a pretty good pair of young linebackers. So, you know, I think, you know, when we evaluated Brian, you know, you saw the production. He was a consistent player. You know, there's a lot of things to like about him. So, but yeah, Mike, he's played well, and I think that he's probably one of many candidates that would deserve a ballot, or deserve a vote on your ballot. So,
appreciate it.
Nick, with the way that Tully has kind of come on this year and emerged as the pass rushing threat that he has, does that, looking forward a little bit, does that make it easier for you guys going into the off season? Since he's been productive, maybe you say you don't need to find maybe another pass rush threat, or does his production have any bearing on the off season need for a guy to rush the passer?
You know, I think probably in all fairness, you know, to look that far ahead to the off season, you know, I think would be sort of, you know, wouldn't be fair on our part. I think since Tully's been here, I think he's just been a very consistent player, and you know, it's come up in past that there's a difference between Tully, what he was here in previous years, and relative to what he did in San Francisco. And I think, you know, Tully's been, since day one, since he's been here back in February and March, he's been consistent. He's really worked at it. And, you know, he's had opportunities in games, and he's been effective rushing the passer, you know, along with Derek and along with some other guys on the edge. So, you know, I think we're worried right now about how well he's going to rush against Houston and into the playoffs. And then, you know, we'll worry about some of the other things as far as the offseason is concerned, you know, once the season is over. But Tully certainly had a good year for us, and, you know, we're happy to have him here.
Final question. Okay, then. Thank you very much, Nick.
Thanks, Chase. You got it.